Being in Midtown, we got privy to, like, theater. We saw a lot of shows. Every year we went to the Christmas show. And what Radio City did was they gave the fire department there. We used to see the rehearsal show the night before. Mm. And that was a fun show to watch because, you know, they'd stop and they'd make mistakes and they'd laugh. And so we had a lot of nice freebies in Midtown. And, of course, great discount tickets for the theater. So we took advantage of that. And if there was a special event, the circus coming into town, the Big Apple Circus, we would get tickets for that. Or I remember we saw The Wizard of Oz at Radio City when they had a special theatrical performance of that production. So we had a lot of really fond and nice memories for the kids. And we would always come, I remember, to the Christmas show with Joe. We would always bring some lollipops and candy for the other kids that would show up. And of course, it would always be the Christmas party every year. Mm. And Santa Claus, they would stop traffic on 48th and 8th. And they'd put the fire truck in the middle of the truck, and they'd rescue Santa on the roof of a building across the street.
Oh, wow.
The kids.
Wow, was Santa stuck there?
Santa would come, and they'd bring him up in the bucket and bring him into the firehouse, and he'd distribute the toys to the kids.
Pretty exciting, yeah.
So it was, we had some fun memories there, and a lot of...
How about the hectic lifestyle for him? Did he enjoy the craziness?
He loved it. He loved being busy, and... Mm. He got a lot of great experience, and it prepared him for becoming a lieutenant and into that leadership role.
Now, you were telling me about when you become a lieutenant, you usually leave the firehouse that you were associated with for certain reasons.
Right. They when you're promoted to a lieutenant or a captain, they usually take you out of the firehouse that you were a fireman in, so that you have strong personal relationships with the other firemen, and they just felt that your new leadership role should be with a group of men that that you don't have.
You're not bossing around your pals, as you said.
Who are not your friends. Mm. So so they usually take you out of that house and move you.
Yeah, I guess you walk into a new firehouse in a more authoritarian position.
And there's a lot of administrative duties as well, as far as, payroll and reports that have to be completed by the lieutenant, if there's reports of the fire or significant events that they have to write up. So there was a lot of administrative work that...
Yeah, but I'm saying as opposed to being one of the guys, you come into a new firehouse and you're a lieutenant.
Right, you're the boss.
And they have immediate respect for you. So I could see how that would be important.
And Joe was very lucky to get to Lower Manhattan. That was another area that he was quite fond of. And, of course, he loved high-rises and skyscrapers, so... the World Trade Center and Wall Street was mainly their first due area covered.
Did it take extra training when he moved for a different situation?
Yes, he did have some, and I would say it's more administrative and training that they went through. They had, I want to say they went to what they called... Randall's Island, they used to call it The Rock. And they had a probationary period and a training period before they sent them out as lieutenants and captains. So.
Ladder 15 was quieter than Midtown, but it had its own challenges, you said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was quieter in the sense... they didn't have as many runs. And in Midtown, Joe would be, have maybe 20 runs in the middle of the night.
20?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
But in down in Lower Manhattan at Ladder 15, it was quieter. I mean, there were nights where he would maybe get to sleep a little bit. And they didn't have as frequent as runs, but as you said, of course, it was still a very heavily congested high-rise area. And when they did have a fire or something significant, it was just the danger element was, I would say, is equal to Midtown or more. And more in the sense of, you know, they had Wall Street. The streets were extremely narrow. I mean, to get a fire truck through some of those streets were pretty hairy. And, you know, a lot of things what people don't realize is that, you know, you when you become in any firehouse, you have to become familiar with the streets, the area, and you have to know how and where, you know, how to get to the fire and know where the street is. And, you know, there was more to firefighting than just putting fires out. There was, you know, the knowledge of the buildings and the construction and
for the area. Which Jones' engineering background helped
Right, and something that he loved. And he constantly drilled his men, you know, during the day. They just didn't sit around the firehouse. They would go on drills and just learn about the area, the type of buildings, you know, there was specifics on what type of building it was and, you know, just exactly how would you evacuate for a fire or put a fire out in that type of frame of a building. I don't know the terminology, but definitely Joe knew the importance of drilling with his men. And he was, you know, he felt the responsibility of making sure that they were well-trained so that, you know, he had the responsibility of making sure that they didn't get hurt.
Any events that occurred that stand out that you remember down there?
I mean, he had some good fires down there.
Did you know when he went on calls, or did you, like, hear about it on the 6 o'clock news?
You know, if there was something significant, yes, I did hear about it on the news, but
did you know about
I never
beforehand?
Listened to the fire radio. He had a radio at the house, and I never turned it on, and I never worried. And if something significant happened, he would definitely tell me. I remember when he was in Midtown, David Letterman did that whole segment on the firemen, and he was on the David Letterman show, so that was a fun thing for him.
You have the recording?
Yeah,
of it?
I do.
That's good.
He had some fun experiences. Oh, and another down in on Ladder 15 on Wall Street, every year he had a dinner with the stock exchange would invite the fire officers to a nice dinner. He enjoyed that. Mm. And I remember after September 11th when I met Frank Grasso, who was the president of the stock exchange. And when I met him and I introduced myself and told him my name, he said, "Oh, I definitely remembered your husband." He said he would come up to my office and ask me 80 million questions. So Joe definitely made an impression on him.